Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. You may have seen that we have created a new slogan for our elementary school. It reads, "Imagine I see." Have you seen that around town? And I really like it. I think it's rather catchy. If we asked our school students what comes to their minds when they hear the words, "Imagine I see," their imaginations could conjure up all kinds of memories and ideas. Some may immediately think of the grand, stately columns that greet and welcome students every morning when they enter through the main doors, like the colonnade in front of St. Peter's Basilica, embracing all the world. We have a fabulous facade for an elementary school entrance. Some may think of Miss Annabelle, who prepares hot and healthy lunches every day and gives a little extra for those students with a healthier appetite. They may moan and groan over loads of homework every evening, but then they breeze through junior high and high school thanks to the strong study skills they mastered here in these halls. They may think of Father John or of Father Stephen. But on second thought, since Father Stephen plays the piano and serenades them at lunch and joins them for gaga ball at recess and directs traffic on Tuesday morning drop-off, they're probably not thinking of Father John. They may not be thinking about me, but here's what I think about them. Yesterday, we had our school Advent confessions, and I felt so pleased and proud of our students as they made very heartfelt and humble confessions. I am doubly proud because I know that confession is very hard and often embarrassing, which is why so few adults take advantage of the graces of this sacrament. But not IC students. And my heart burst with pride. When I see the slogan, "Imagine IC," my mind imagines our students growing in grace, like Jesus was described in Luke chapter 2, verse 40. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Those splendid students are what I see when I imagine IC. Today, we celebrate the feast of the Immaculate Conception of Mary in the womb of her mother, Saint Anne. If we were to ask God to glance at our new school slogan and ask him what he thinks of when he tries to imagine IC, he would answer, "I think of the woman whom I made, the Immaculate Conception herself." In fact, only the imagination of the immortal God could have conceived how he would fulfill the plan of salvation promised all the way back in Genesis and finally perfected in a poor girl from Nazareth. Only when God imagined the Immaculate Conception did he finally tie together all the several strands of salvation history scattered about in the Old Testament and provide a perfect portal for his son to enter this world and remain unstained by its sins. So when in the gospel the angel says, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God," he's not whistling Dixie. He's dead serious. In other words, Mary was the bodily fulfillment of what happens when the divine mind begins to imagine I see. When I imagine I see students who have made a good confession. When God imagines I see, he sees a young girl who never even had to go to confession. And she is the one we celebrate on December 8th. Let me share with you a rather long quotation from Archbishop Fulton Sheen. And I will end with it because he expresses far more eloquently everything I've been stammering to say so far. He wrote, "There is actually only one person in all of humanity of whom God had one picture and in whom there is a perfect conformity between what he wanted her to be and what she is, and that is his own mother. Most of us," he went on, "are a minus sign in the sense that we do not fulfill the high hopes the Heavenly Father has for us. But Mary is the equal sign, the ideal that God had of her, that she is, and in the flesh. The model and the copy are perfect. She is all that was foreseen, planned, and dreamed. The melody of her life is played just as it was written. Mary was thought, conceived, and planned as the equal sign between ideal and history, thought and reality, hope and realization." In other words, Mary is what God thinks when he tries to imagine I see. Because she is the pure product of his immortal imagination. The Blessed Virgin Mary should also be what we think of when we imagine I see, when we see that bumper sticker. Because she should be the inspiration for our merely mortal imaginations. You should think about her even more than you think about Father Stephen. Praised be Jesus Christ.